Welcome to the Accounting Influencers Podcast. This is the show that's produced for those of you in the profession who want to improve your practice while decreasing how hard you work and ultimately make your firm really fly.
I'm Rob Brown, and with my fellow host Martin Bissett, we're going to help you cut through the crap and the noise and the hype that's out there to bring you the very best interviews, insights and wisdom from some of the most influential people in the accounting and fintech world. Hey, it's our special guest slot, and I'm delighted to have with me today Kevin Lord from Free Agent. Good day, Kevin.
Hi, Rob. Thanks very much for the invitation. Long-term listener, first-time caller.
So, yes, that's a great phrase. We love that. Kevin, for the benefit of people that may not have come across you, just tell us what you do there at Free Agent.
My role at Free Agent is head of practice education.
That sounds very glamorous.
And it's not. I wish it was. My role really is to look at the accounting industry and the marketplace out there and try and simplify the language and pass on the information and expertise to our accounting partners and potential partners, really about digitization, the tools out there to help the changing legislative landscape, and then provide them the resources that they might need as a business to help them move forward.
You bring up a good point already. The landscape is changing for accounting firms out there. There's a lot of legislation, regulation, digitalization. What kind of shape generally do you feel the accounting profession is in at the moment, coping with all of this?
I think at the minute, Rob, and I'm going to do a talk about this later on this year, I think we're right in the midst of a perfect storm.
Right.
Legislative changes, like you say, so in the UK, making tax digital is a very real issue that's on the horizon in the next 2 or 3 years, which means that accountants need to move away from pen and paper spreadsheets almost to keeping digital records and digital submissions. But then you've now also got the rise of passion economy or younger business owners with probably smaller incomes or smaller turnovers, but they're data hungry. They live in a society that is data driven, whether that be pandemic, you know, we get stats and data thrown at them at all angles, and it just becomes a normality. But I also think a rise of consumerism, if I could be so blunt, standards and expectations are rising. And if accountants aren't moving with those expectations, then their clients will quite happily go somewhere else that do make those expectations. So I think we're in a real pivotal moment, I should say. You know, legislation's pushing them one way, clients are pushing them kind of in the same direction, but it's all happening quite quickly, Rob, and time isn't standing still.
And when we look at the accounting profession, it's not really evolved over hundreds of years. They still charge billable hours. They still have timesheets. They still have debits and credits and audits as they've ever been. But there is a real call for change right now, isn't there? You just said that clients are expecting a lot more of their accountants than they used to.
Yeah, and I asked one of our accounting partners, actually one of the biggest in the UK, got numerous offices all around the UK, to just keep a log of the kind of questions their clients were asking them. And okay, it was in the middle of the pandemic, but the kind of questions they were being asked, yes, you'll get your usual ones, when's my tax due, how much is it due? That actually what they were being asked was, how do I do a business plan? Can I get this employee? Can I send my son to university? Should I buy this flat? And actually, the accountants were becoming the lifeline of their clients, not just in business terms, but personal terms as well. And if they're just doing the same old stuff, they're then sadly not becoming that lifeline. Mm. Now, it's interesting you saying, you know, they're still doing the traditional methods. I would kind of argue, I think accountants have always been at the forefront of change, whether that be T-ledgers or credit and debits, like you're saying, moving into spreadsheets, Sage Desktop, cloud accounting, quarterly VAT returns, self-assessments. But I would also argue that they never let go. So they're probably still doing all the same stuff and probably still catering for everything all the same, rather than letting go of the stuff that's perhaps 20, 30 years old. They're still shoehorning all the new stuff in while still trying to do the old stuff. And I think it's about taking a step back, evaluating your processes, evaluating your client base, evaluating your business as an accountant overall, and then moving that forward rather than just adding something new on continuously. Mm. So I would argue that I always think accountants are at the forefront of change. Their clients demand that, but it's about changing and progressing, not just changing and adding something on to what you're doing.
You had an excellent point there. Who's driving that change? The vendors could claim to be driving the agenda. The clients could claim. Are the accountants themselves pushing it? Technology is evolving, as we know. You and I are both aware of accountants that still use pencil and paper and Excel spreadsheets, and they're not fully digitalized in their firm. So who do you think is really pushing the drive for change?
Vendors, definitely. Yeah. It's in their interest to push that change. I don't think we're quite at the tipping point, but I do think it is coming, like I said to you, that passion economy. You know, the tail end of 2020 and 2021, there have never been so many new businesses created in the UK. And those business owners are younger, like I said.
Yeah.
Now, these are people that live on TikTok, whatever that is. You know, I'm mid-30s, but I've never seen or used TikTok in my life. They use their mobile phones for FaceTime and things like that. So
shame on you, Kevin Lord. Even I'm on TikTok.
Well, that says more about me than you, I suppose.
But you're right. There's this younger generation coming in that think they don't need an accountant. They can do it with a few pushes of buttons. There's technology out there that can give them all the tax returns. It's all on digital now. They're demanding something different.
They are. But I think the vendor's message, and talking to one of our esteemed colleagues on LinkedIn last night, you know, software such as FreeAgent is a tool. Mm. It's a tool to run your business. But you still need an expert to look at it, you know, to do the tax advice, to do the advisory services that these people need. I suppose where I was going with that, Rob, is that if these young people use these tools on a daily basis, I dare say if you set an alarm this morning, your alarm's probably on your mobile phone. To me, that means you're reaching for technology before you're even conscious.
Yeah.
Before you're even up in the morning, you're reaching for your technology.
Wow.
And if these people go to an accountant and they're given a form to fill out, that's not their life anymore.
Yeah.
So I don't think the change is there yet, but when the change comes, it will be the clients demanding that change. And I personally don't think the accounting profession is ready for it. Yeah. At the minute, it's still sort of Wizard of Oz type attitude, I think, to accountants. You know, this is mystical, the stuff we do, where in actual fact, if they pull the curtain away and be more personal and be that jolly person that does give them help and advice that's always been there, then actually everyone benefits.
Mm. And presumably FreeAgent as an organisation, you're evolving all the time, you're investing a lot in research and development, but you can't go faster than the accountants can adopt, surely?
No, and that's just it. You know, certainly since I've been at FreeAgent, which is 7 years now, do you know what? I've seen a lot of change, but our message is still the same. We're excellent for small businesses, but we are an end user tool to help them run their business, but you need advice at the end. And yes, we can add features like final accounts or CT600 submission and payroll. With the greatest respect to my company and others in the marketplace like Xero QuickBooks, we are glorified spreadsheets at the end of the day. And we're just numbers on a screen. And those numbers need to be adapted and interpreted and then translated into simple language that the business owners can understand.
So. Yeah. You mentioned some of your competition there, Kevin. You're pretty open about that. What kind of shape is the general ledger space in right now?
I think it's in a good space. Like you said, we are fairly open and transparent at FreeAgent. I don't want to say niche ourselves, but we are very comfortable in our skin. We know that we suit micro businesses. 6 employees or less is our target market, if you like. And if we have bigger, more complex clients, we usually advise our accountants, listen, go and look at Xero, go and look at QuickBooks, because they're fantastic products for businesses that size.
Yeah.
But I think it's in a real strong place, the general ledger. Again, other legislation in the UK have helped that. Open banking technology, it helps us be more accurate with bank feeds, and it helps get the confidence up there from the accountants. You know, there's a lot less reliant on third parties to help us be accurate nowadays, and that breeds confidence of our customer, who is essentially the accountants.
Yeah. So do you define FreeAgent's position in the marketplace as that target market there, that micro business sector? Is that the proposition?
Yeah, absolutely. I think for numerous reasons, our 3 co-founders were small business owners themselves, and they designed FreeAgent for themselves.
Okay.
13, 14 years ago, and it morphed into an accountant's tool. We're very simple to use, simple to understand, but also the accounting side of it is relatively simple. We concentrate on really simple reports and tax facilities to be good at them. As soon as you start getting to 10, 15, 20 employees, you might need things like departmental report and management report. And that's when we hold our hand up and say, listen, that's not our target market.
Yeah.
You might want to look at Xero and QuickBooks. We very much see ourselves as complementary to those guys rather than indirect competition. And we're not ashamed of that. 95, 96% of the UK SME market is under 5 employees. We think it's a fantastic opportunity for us, and that's why we do it.
You'll have seen in the news recently, some software vendors are trying to take the accountants out of the game and go direct to the clients of accountants. Have you got a view on that, Kevin?
I do. I thought it was interesting, and I need to watch what I'm saying, because it's certainly something that we sat down and looked at ourselves.
There's a lot of data out there, isn't there?
There's a lot of data. We know, if I can be so blunt, we probably know more about accountants' clients than the accountants do themselves, because you know, we've got data analysis teams internally that can dig up deeper than any accountant probably could. So it's certainly a conversation we had internally, Rob, as well, about communicating with our what we call practice managed clients, so clients of accountants, because yes, they're users of us. Before the sort of carry on of, you know, early August, we really sat down and we knew our commercial agreements with the accountant first and foremost. So it's not our place to overstep that confidence as well. Do we contact our practice managed clients? Yes, we do. We send them a quarterly newsletter on features and how to use them. But when it comes to cross-selling, when it comes to business advice, that's not our place, because they're not our clients. So yes, we're aware of it, and those discussions were happening internally. Thankfully, we weren't the first cab out the rank, so we got to learn. And actually, it just backed up our belief that commercially, they're not our clients. We're there to help and support accountants first and foremost.
Sure. You've been at Free Agent for 7 years now, which is actually a long time in the fintech vendor space to stay that loyal, isn't it?
It's the longest I've ever been at any job in my life, Rob, which again, probably says more about me than everything else. Free Agent's a deeply unique company. Our staff turnover is actually really, really low. Our employee number one just left the company probably about 18 months ago. We were actually talking about it during the week. Our old CEO, Ed, resigned in July, and he'd been with us obviously for 14 years, and his replacement, Rowan, is one of the other co-founders. But there's about 30 people still working at Free Agent out of 250 that have been there longer than me.
Why do you think that is?
First and foremost, we're a cracking company to work for. Challenging, engaging. Going back to our DNA, we're comfortable in our skin, so we know our clients. And because of that energy and that mindset breeds through the whole business. We're all on the same wavelength. We're not competing against each other. Our co-founders have done a fantastic job of creating a culture that everyone gets a say on strategy or on tactics of what we do. That can lead to issues, of course. Sometimes you just need told what to do in what direction. But I think as a workforce, we're certainly left in control of what we're doing and the direction of the company. You know, we've got a huge say on the direction of Free Agent and the future of Free Agent. And that's motivating on a personal thing. I'm hugely passionate about this industry and about the accountant sector as well. I came into Free Agent having worked in financial lending, so working with small businesses and seeing the problems first and forehand. But then when I started to work with accountants, I saw that this is a truly unique profession in my eyes. And I hope you agree. What other industry leads you to be an expert in your own job? So being an accountant, but you need to be an expert on hairdressing and manufacturing or hospitality to give that advice. And the amount of diverse stories that these guys must hear on a day-to-day basis, I think it's a truly unique job that accountants do. But they play such an important part, and they can do their jobs a lot better and ultimately help that small business owner, because it's the lifeblood of the country. And I really think we're in a privileged position at Free Agent to try and help these people help their clients.
Well said. Talk to us about the future of Free Agent, Kevin. Another 7 years, maybe. What's on the horizon for the company?
Well, we've just had a change of CEO, naturally. So Rowan has came in, and I'm actually really excited about that. Rowan used to run our product. So the Free Agent product was Rowan's to look after for 14 years. And he's dead passionate about our functionality and make it simple to use for small businesses. I don't think we will ever move away from that, being there to help the small business owner nail their daily admin. Of course, we were purchased by NatWest Banking Group 2018, 3 years ago. And I got to admit, I was concerned when that happened. I used to work for NatWest. I thought, oh my God, we're going to be swallowed up. And actually, it's been the complete opposite. They've leaned on us to try and influence their culture and get our expertise. So I don't see us going away from the small business or micro business that we like to call it, but I can genuinely see us doubling down on the accountants channel and really trying to be a true support mechanism and a true tool for accountants to use. I think our approach to banking is unique, because we get access to banking technology sooner rather than later. I can see the banking world and cloud accounting world sort of smashing together and using the insights that we know about the clients converge with the banking transactions to give more powerful information to accountants.
Sure. What do you love most about what you do?
Meeting people like yourself, of course.
Interesting, charismatic people like me, I get that. There's a few accountants like that as well, I'm led to believe.
But I do think it is that.
It's the people, isn't it?
Yeah, it's the people. Personally, what I love doing most is no day is the same. So, you know, here I am talking to yourself. I'll be going into a product meeting about our mobile functionality in, you know, half an hour and why that's important to small business users and accountants. We'll be going out, back out on the road to events and meeting people. But what I really love is talking to people and finding out their stories and just trying to help out. You know, you could argue that, oh, you're a salesman or whatever, but sales just isn't what it was 10, 15 years ago of give me your credit card details, I'll throw it over my shoulder and go away. People buy from people, people trust people. Gone are the days where you sign contracts and you're tied into things for 5, 10 years. People can leave free agent at any time. So it's about building trust. It's about building relationships and getting to know and be honest. And I say that to accountants as well. You know, it's never been easier for your clients to pack up and leave anymore. You really, really need to get to know them and know what ticks their box. And that way, that can actually be more profitable than just doing the compliance for them. So it's the people, Rob. Definitely. I meet so many interesting, fascinating, different people almost on an hourly basis.
Now, there are no perfect jobs. You and I both know that. Any frustrations you have with the role or the profession or the fintech industry that you want to get off your chest today?
One frustration for me is, let's just pick the accountant profession just now. I was speaking to a university and I reached out to you for your sort of feedback on this, but I was asked to speak to two universities sort of in April and spoke to them, and their lecturers came back to me and went, can you please not talk about technology because you're demystifying accountancy? And I got really frustrated about that here's 19, 20, 21-year-olds not being told what the future's of their role is going to be like and not getting the assistance. Now, these poor students, if you want to call them that, hopefully they'll go and work in a really progressive firm. There's lots of them out there and get that. But sadly, some of them will go into huge firms and be stuck. And I think that's a shame. And I know there's a recruitment issue in accountants. I spoke to a big firm yesterday that's got 15 vacancies and they can't fill them. And I think if you motivate people and show them how interesting accountancy can be, get away from the number crunching, but just really develop their soft skills in storytelling and listening and communication, then that's the thing. Issues in terms of fintech or just the wider industry, going back to an earlier point, I think we need to understand this is a profession and we don't have all the answers. And I think we're okay at it, Rob, to be honest, but seeing on TV adverts that, you know, you can do all this at a click of a button yourself, Mr. Hairdresser or, you know, Mrs. Dog Walker. It's so simple. You don't need advice. I would challenge that. And it gives us a bad name. And actually, it's one of the first barriers that you come up against is you're trying to take my clients away from me. And actually, it's the complete opposite. We're not. We're trying to make your job easier. So I think that's an issue that the vendors need to try and sort out, that we are not there to take the jobs away from accountants. We're there to enhance it. And we need to get better at that.
Yeah, amen to that. You love talking to accountants and people in this ecosystem, Kevin. If people want to reach out, have a conversation with you, what's a good way for them to talk to you?
Yeah, I'm on LinkedIn, so search me out at KevLord86. And that's definitely my Twitter handle as well. Facebook, I'm at Accountex North at the end of this month. I'll be speaking there as well with a number of people that we know, Rob. I'm really looking forward to it. But yeah, please reach out. As you can hear, I love the sound of my own voice. I am deeply passionate about this. I see so many brave young people starting businesses and they need that helping hand. And the only people that can give them it really are the accountants and bookkeepers that know the numbers, that have the experience and hear it from so many different people. But let the software guys help you streamline your processes so that you could give that advice and don't get bogged down in paperwork. I think that's my message to everyone.
Yeah. Well, Kevin Lord from Free Agent, that's been excellent. Thanks so much for those words of inspiration and I appreciate your time today.
Thank you. Anytime.